Cornell West, Bernie's spiritual movement will remove neo-fascist gangster Trump from WH. By Hannah Blow on February 11, 2020. Harvard professor Cornell West told thousands of attendees at Senator Bernie Sanders' IVT rally in New Hampshire on the eve of the state's Democrat primary that neo-fascist gangster Donald Trump must be removed from office. The left-wing activist professor made an appearance on Monday night at Sanders' final pre-New Hampshire primary event at the Whitmore Center Arena in Durham, New Hampshire. "Let the word go forth here and now, we're on our way to the White House," West said. "And we are going to remove our fellow citizen, a neo-fascist gangster from the White House now in Manchester. He's got to go. You got to go. You got to go." West emphasized to the crowd that they are not calling for Trump's removal in the spirit of hatred of a person, saying that they are, instead, standing up against injustice, exploitation, and arrogance. "But let us be clear. You don't say that in the spirit of hatred of a person. We hate injustice. We hate exploitation. We hate oppression. We hate domination. We hate contempt. We hate arrogance. We hate condescension," he said to thunderous applause. A neo-fascist believes that the rule of big military and big money, dividing people up by their color, by their class, by their sexual orientation, by their religion or non-religion to ensure we're at each other's throats rather than confronting the elites at the top, he said. "My brother Bernie Sanders says no." West added that the very future of democracy is at stake, and said that the movement Sanders is awakening is that of a spiritual nature. "This is no ordinary campaign. This is a movement that has a spiritual, and for me as a Christian, brother, a spiritual and moral coming together, strong coming together," he said. "We've got to have moral and spiritual power behind our movement. Are we going to stay together? Are we going to fight together? Are we going to go all the way together? Behind Bernie Sanders? Let's do it, New Hampshire," he added. The event, which featured Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, actress Cynthia Nixon, and the rock band The Strokes, reportedly drew over 7,500 people.